When I keep having these shameful dreams, I search for the person in charge of them. But when I find him behind the movie curtain, he is also nude, his hair a swath of feathers. He is also late for class. And when he gets there, his teacher says, "You shouldn't be here with the normal kids. You should go to where the others are." He asks, "Where?" She pleads to him, "Just go before they see." He stumbles into the hall, and his naked skin is light in winter, through bare buildings and all the screaming swallows in the pines. And I follow him out into the street by the loading dock, and he lifts out of his flesh and becomes the calm after weeping, and he becomes a transparent map of sugarcane and manganese, blue mint flame curling off his hands. His mother is there to pick him up in the 80s Chevy. The suffering of the names is rust, and his next breath becomes mine.